Atticus Builds a Bridge. One morning, as I was weeding the lettuce in my garden, I felt a tug on my pant leg. "Well, hello, Atticus," I said to my little hedgehog friend. "What are you doing on this fine day?" Atticus pushed his spectacles higher up on his nose and spoke.
"Would you happen to have some boards I could borrow, kind sir?"
"Indeed I do, Atticus. Come with me." Atticus followed me to the garden shed where I had stored some old boards. After inspecting them closely, he chose some small ones. He dragged the boards out to the stream that flowed near the edge of the garden. Atticus spent the rest of the morning quietly working. When I went out to thin the carrots the next morning, Atticus was waiting for me.
"Hello, Atticus," I said. "Excuse me, sir, would you happen to have some nails I could borrow?"
I puzzled over why my friend would need boards and nails. But I didn't ask. I didn't want to pry. "It sounds like you have a building project, Atticus. I would be happy to loan you some nails."
"Thank you, sir. And I don't mean to badger you, but might I borrow a hammer as well?"
Atticus and I made a trip to the garden shed to gather the things he needed. I was interested to see how Atticus would use the hammer, and it seemed that Atticus had the same concern. He was back in a minute.
"Would you enjoy hammering some nails, sir? That is, if you're not too busy with your other tasks?"
I hid a smile. "Oh, yes, hammering nails would be a fine way to spend the morning." Atticus dragged over some boards and showed me where to place each nail.
"Just a smidge to the left, sir," he directed.
He was very exact and wanted everything to be just so. When I had finished, Atticus nodded.
"You're quite handy with that little gadget," he said, pointing to the hammer.
It seemed that we were building something long and narrow, but it did not ask Atticus what it was. We parted ways at noon, me to my lunch, and Atticus back to his little den over the ridge. The next morning, I had a feeling Atticus would be waiting for me once more, and he was. I had barely finished my porridge when I saw him standing out by the garden gate. I could tell that he wanted to ask me something, so I went out to talk with him.
"It's a fine morning, Atticus, don't you think?"
"Yes, it is a fine morning, sir," Atticus said.
Then he got right to the point.
"Are the rocks in your garden in your way? I would be happy to move them for you."
"The rocks are free for the taking, Atticus." I was interested to see how my hedgehog friend would move the rocks. I secretly watched him as I tended the tomato plants. Atticus dragged a scrap of fabric over to one of the rocks. At first the rock wouldn't budge, but Atticus dug a small trench in front of the rock and nudged the rock onto the fabric. He tugged and tugged until he got the rock to the stream. He grunted and snuffled as he worked. Atticus moved at least 10 rocks from my garden path to his building site by the stream. As soon as the sun peeked out the next day, Atticus was back. He was silent and kept fidgeting as I entered my garden and got to work.
"What's on your mind today, Atticus?"
"I don't mean to judge, but aren't some of your plants too crowded?" he asked.
I could tell where this was leading.
"Well, now that you point it out, I'd say some of the daisies are a mite too close. Shall we transplant some?"
"I do have a place for some flowers. I can help you," said the little hedgehog.
Together we made a perfect team, me with my hand trowel and Atticus with his front paws. He was a hard little worker. Before long we had dug up many clumps of daisies. I returned to my weeding, leaving Atticus to his transplanting. I didn't see him for the rest of the day. I was planting potatoes the next day when I felt a tug on my pant leg.
"Sir, "Would you like to take a walk to the stream today?" my friend asked.
"Yes, Atticus. It is the perfect day for a walk to the stream." I got up, brushed the dirt off my pants, and followed the hedgehog. When I saw Atticus's building project, I laughed out loud. It was the cutest little bridge I'd ever seen. A tight row of planks arched over the stream, neatly placed rocks held back the stream banks. Daisies danced in cheerful clumps at each end of the bridge. Atticus pushed his spectacles higher up on his nose and asked, "What do you think, sir?"
"I think it is the most perfect little hedgehog bridge I've ever seen."
Atticus seemed quite pleased. He vanished over the ridge for a moment and then came out with a lady hedgehog. It was his mum, whom I had met before.
"Hello, Mrs. Hedgehog," I nodded to her. "I haven't seen you in a while. I hope you're doing well."
"Yes, it has been a while," she said.
"I built the bridge for my mum," Atticus said, patting her arm. "She can no longer make the long trip to the garden from our den on the other side of the stream."
Then he asked his mum, "Shall we try the shortcut now?" He held her arm tightly as she shuffled slowly over the bridge. Mrs. Hedgehog paused when she reached the other side. She turned to me.
"I have missed your company, sir."
"And I've missed yours," I said with a smile. I watched Atticus and his mum walk into the garden. I made a mental note to add a berry plant for my little friends. The end.